Welcome once again to All the World's a Stage, where everyone's favorite Shakespearean characters, the Mad Mechanicals, strike out into a brave new world, into an undiscovered country where their sleep of dreams...
What's with all the veiled references to us dying?
A land where their announcer gets paid in checks that don't bounce.
Wait, what?
Today we open on a drab and blasted heath as Nick is doing what he does best.
Rodeo donkey got a long way round. Rodeo donkey got a long way.
Morning.
Hate you all.
Welcome back to the land of the living, folks.
Why does my head hurt so much?
Well, really, don't any of you remember?
Remember what?
You lot tried to go drink for drink with John Falstaff. I'm kind of surprised you're still alive.
Oh, that's right. Our mistress quickly was there with... Who were they? Nimble and Piss?
Pistol and Nim.
And Bridget!
What?
You know, their friend, Bridget Bardolph.
Robin, it was just Bardolph. You're thinking of Bridget Bardot.
No, I'm not. Nick's the one thinking of her.
Well, I am now.
Stop. Just stop. If you make Robin laugh again, my hangover will kill you for me. And speaking of which, why aren't you hungover?
I'm a big guy. I don't get drunk very often.
We know that nobody in the audience is going to understand that. Next time you see the Mechanicals, ask them about the Sangria incident. Just be aware the story is long and the rewards are few.
True story.
I'm just going to pretend that that didn't happen. Where are we, anyhow?
You hopped into the cart, said second stall to the right, and straight on till morning. So that's what I did.
Been reading J.M. Barrie, have we, Thomas?
Ooh! I never had a J.M. Barrie before. Are they like snozzberries?
Well, if it helps any, the second stall to the right happened to be Polaris, so we've been going due north.
It still doesn't tell us where we are.
Well, we could always ask that guy running up and down the stairs on that big wall over there.
Hadrian!
Yo!
Hadrian!
Nah. He looks busy.
Wait a second. Hadrian? As in Hadrian's Wall? Nick, you idiot. You put us all the way to Scotland. We're in the Highlands.
We are? Let me check. Hi!
Hi!
Hi! Yep, we're in the Highlands.
That was the single stupidest thing I've heard all day.
Yeah, inaccurate too. If we just crossed Hadrian's Wall, we're in the Lowlands.
You really think so? Let me check. Low!
Low!
Low! Low there!
You're right, Nick.
Nick, stop that.
Stop what? Knowing geography? I'd have to turn myself into the average American eighth grader.
The views expressed by Nick Bottom do not necessarily represent the views of the Mad Mechanicals or our Patreon supporters.
Well, never mind that I have years of data which say I'm right.
Stop it! The pair of you!
Yeah, I mean, here we are in Scotland. I've always wanted to be here in this land of rugged men, dreamy accents, and... And...
Kilts?
Oh, yes!
But everyone's alive, Snug. Nobody got killed.
Not yet, that is.
Well, hello, handsome.
Easy there, buddy. No need to threaten us for our money.
Yeah, we're actors. We can't even afford to pay our announcer, apparently.
Aye, I can that. And I wasn't threatening you. In fact, I was hoping you could help me.
All right. How can we help you, Mr. Catholic Schoolgirl?
I am not a Catholic schoolgirl. This is me cute lassie. Ugh, now what's wrong with her?
Wait, let me check my English to Robin dictionary. My kilt lassie, killed lassie. Okay, got it. Oh, I got it. Robin. The Cully is not dead. She's fine.
Yay! Here, puppy.
Nick? How did you do that?
What, you want to understand her mind better?
I withdraw my question.
Right, enough out of you two. We've got a perfectly manly guest star here waiting for our assistance. Worry not, handsome. We'll be happy to help lift your...
spirits?
Sure, we'll go with that.
Down go. And speaking of that, Robin, get back here.
What can we do for you, Master...
Macbeth be me name. And the problem is my wife.
Ah, phooey.
See, a couple of days ago, I was walking across the moors, and I came across these three witches.
You know, like you do.
Right. So anyway, they started telling me that I was to be made the third of Cawdor and then become king. Well, me and me buddy Banquo had a huge laugh about the thing, and I sent me wife a letter so she'd have something to chuckle at. But I don't think she thought it was a joke.
Wait, you mean she really thinks you're going to become king?
Oh, aye. She's very superstitious. She won't even say me name because it's cursed.
Does that count as meta?
Nothing to worry about, pal. My lady usually curses instead of saying my name too.
I know, but the king is coming to stay with us tonight, and I'm afraid she'll do something drastic.
Oh, not the foreshadowing music again.
This sounds serious, guys. We'd better split up.
No, Thomas. You split up and look for clues with a Great Dane, not a collie.
I'm not even going to pretend to understand that.
Would you do it for a Thomas snack?
Stop that! Nick, you and Robin go with Macbeth and stop his wife from doing something... drastic. Cut that out.
Sorry, Thomas. We couldn't afford a sound guy, so it's automatic whenever someone says drastic. See?
Fine. Snug. You're with me. We're gonna go see about these witches.
Whatever.
All right. Team, let's...
get...
this...
over with!
We will return to this Bonnie episode in just a moment, but now for a word from our sponsor. Friends, we have a few wonderful patrons in our Patreon account, and our first official sponsor for this episode. If the idea of having Shakespearean actors tell the world how awesome you are sounds appealing to you, please head over to our website to learn more about sponsoring our Patreon campaign. For now, though, we're sending out a mad mechanical salute to Red Skelton. This clown prince of the old-time radio world gave us a gift of laughter we can never forget. His memorable characters like Clem Cadiddlehopper and Cauliflower McPug will still keep you in stitches to this very day. Track down some of his old movies or recordings. You'll be glad you did. So here, we offer a mad mechanical salute to Red Skelton. If you're wondering if we actually salute when we're recording this, well, in the words of Junior the Mean Widow Kid, I dude it!
So who was that guy that met us at the castle gate?
The porter.
No, I'd rather have an IPA.
No, Robin. He's not a type of beer, he's a porter.
Ooh! Like when you hear thunder and you know bad stuff is going to happen.
No, Robin, that's poor tents.
I hope not. If there's thunder, I want a good tent.
That's not what it...
I wonder if the tent will fit in my suitcase.
That's a portmanteau, and shut up!
Hey, lassie, we've got bigger trouble.
Don't worry, I'll go get him.
Where's she going?
Unless I'm very much mistaken, she's heading to the nearest well to find someone named Timmy, who may or may not be stuck there.
Well, whatever. We have a problem.
Is it your wife?
I haven't seen me wife. It's King Duncan. I went to check on him, and he's lying in his bed in a pool of blood.
Holy cats!
I know. What do we do?
All right. Okay, let's not panic. Maybe it's not as bad as it seems. The first thing we need to do is make sure he's really dead.
Right! Now what?
Wow, I suddenly hate this country.
Thanks, lady, for getting me out of that well.
You're welcome, Timmy.
Robin, stop breaking the laws of probability. This is serious. The King of Scotland is dead.
Oh no, he got killed.
We did that joke already. Look, Macbeth, this could get really bad for you. This is the moment when you need to have all your allies by your side.
I'll go recruit the chipmunks.
We're ignoring that, right?
I know I am.
Anyway, that's a really good idea. Me Vince, Banquo, and Macduff, we come to me aid. You there?
No. Me, sir?
Yes, this is really important. I need you to take this pile of swords, find me friends Banquo and Macduff, and give it to them.
Yes, sir.
Give it to the whole families.
I understand, sir. I'll give it to them. I'll give it to them good.
Wait, I don't think that's what he...
Nick!
What now, Robin?
The chipmunk called me bad names.
I'm sorry to hear that, but look, maybe you just misunderstood him.
No, these were names like Thomas uses. He called me a dunce and a name.
Wait, that's it. Dunce a name. Robin, you're a genius.
What just happened?
I think the universe had to hit the reset button. But anyway, that's what we're going to do. Dunsinane is a highly defensible fortress, so we'll hole up there until this all passes by.
Great idea.
I just need to get Thomas and Snug to meet us there.
Morales! Great! You there. I want you to take this battle axe.
I'll handle this part, thank you.
Snug, I think I heard some cackling.
Why are you whispering?
I always whisper when I'm hunting witches.
Uh-huh. Can I ask a question?
All right.
What are we doing here?
Well, you heard Macbeth. He's in trouble, and these weird sisters might hold the key to getting him out of this jam.
So you're doing this for completely altruistic reasons?
Yes.
Pull the other one.
Alright, fine. The witches told Macbeth that he would be the Thane of Cawdor and then king. I want to see what they predict for me.
So this is a get-rich-quick scheme?
In a nutshell.
That I believe. Now, a follow-up question.
Sure.
What am I doing here? Bearing in mind that you're keeping me away from a castle full of men in kilts, and I can't be responsible for my actions if I don't like your answer.
You're here to protect me.
Say that again.
Oh, come on, Snug. Witches can be dangerous, and you're the one I need at my back.
Me. Nick's the one who knows all about dealing with fairy magic.
Dealing with is not the same as being a target of. Besides, I couldn't bring Nick along.
Why not?
Because then I would have to put up with Nick.
I see your point. I just have one more question.
What?
If I'm here to protect you from the witches, who's going to protect you from me?
We'll be done soon. I promise.
Fine.
Now if we can just find those witches.
Hail to thee, Thane of Cawdor!
I think we're in the right place.
Hail to thee, who shall be king hereafter!
You hear that, Snug? I'm going to take Macbeth's place as the Thane of Cawdor and then become king.
No, you're not.
What?
You're not of noble birth. You're not Scottish. Nobody likes you all that much. There is zero chance of you becoming Thane of Cawdor.
Are you sure about that?
Does Shakespeare write boring sonnets?
Our mistake. Hail then to thee, Thane of Cawdor!
Whoa, hold it. If I can't be Thane, Snug can't be either.
What do? Just call everyone who walks by the Thane of Cawdor?
He said he would meet us here. He promised he'd come by as soon as he could.
Hang on a second. What is the Thane of Cawdor's given name?
Good girl!
I'm so out of here.
Nick! Oh, Nick!
Where are you, donkey face?
Oh, good. You guys got my message.
Yeah. Snug almost got your messenger.
He was fast, I'll give him that.
Fetch, puppy! Fetch!
What's with a big pile of sticks?
Macbeth cut down all the trees around Dunsinane so he could see if anyone was sneaking up on the castle.
Robin, why do you keep throwing those sticks over the wall?
I'm teaching my puppy to fetch.
Robin, that's not a puppy. It's a potted plant.
Right, and potted plants don't fetch.
This one does.
Your plant plays fetch.
Uh-huh. It's a cauliflower.
You know what? On second thought, Nick, we never got your message. Let's go, Snug.
Let me think. No. I've never been in a Scottish castle before. I've got to see the sights.
Fetch!
Well, there's not really much to see, Snug. Macbeth left things pretty bare-boned around here. There's nothing but bleak stone walls, a whole lot of claymores, and about 150 men-at-arms.
150 men. In kilts?
Yeah.
It's a start.
Oh, I don't think we're going to see her again anytime soon.
Fetch!
Hey, here comes Macbeth.
Ah, good. Your friend made it back here. Good to see you, laddie.
Fetch!
Robin, stop that. Good to see you too, Macbeth.
I'm really hoping you lot can help me out here. I've just heard that Macduff is on his way here with a huge army to depose me as king. They think I murdered King Duncan.
Well, you did. Like, seriously.
Fetch!
Robert, knock it off. Look, Macbeth, I don't want to sound insensitive.
Really?
I thought that was your shtick.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Thomas has apparently been doing it wrong all these years.
Now cut that out. My point is that I'm sorry to hear about your problems, but it's not like it's our job to clean up your mess. We're actors. All we want is a place to perform and an upstart crow of a playwright to make fun of.
Hey, you're talking to the new King of Scotland. I give you a steady run in the castle and the rights to J.M. Barry for as long as I'm king.
J.M. Barry? I didn't know he was Scottish.
We shouldn't do J.M. Barry, Thomas.
Why not?
We might get panned.
I don't know. He wasn't much of an author, but his stories had a good hook.
To understand why the people next to you are groaning, see the collected works of J.M. Barry.
Stop explaining our jokes! You know they stop being funny when you do that.
When did they start?
Shut up!
Meanwhile, back at the plot... Sure, Macbeth, you've got a deal. Now, what kind of help do you need?
It's my wife.
No problem. Nick and I are perfect people to help with women problems.
Was that the reset button again?
Just tell us your problem, please.
Here, I let her tell you herself. Honey, you want to tell these nice men what's wrong?
Saints and ministers of grace defend us.
What was that?
That was the wife.
She sounds nice.
Go back to your sticks, Robin.
Bitch!
What was your wife's maiden name?
Livecraft.
Yeah, I thought so much.
Well, I'm sorry, but, Brogue was a little thick. What was she saying?
Oh, she's stuck on the roof of the parapet, you see, and she's afraid she'll fall.
You mean you left her on the roof this whole time?
We might actually be better with women than you are.
Right. So the first thing is to really assess the situation. You better make sure she's really going to fall.
Right. Now what?
Stretch!
You mean fetch.
No, Nick. That was a stretch.
Macbeth, the traitorous usurper!
Nick Duff, how did you get in here?
There's a great big pile of sticks someone's been throwing over the castle walls. I just snuck in behind those.
Sick him, lassie!
Hush, Robin, hush.
I'm gonna kill you, you son of a haggis!
No, please, Mr. Macduff. Let him be. He's the one chance we have to get ahead.
Contented sigh.
Don't read those. It's a stage direction.
Sorry. I was distracted.
Snug, let us in.
Go away.
Come on, Snug. We need to talk.
No. I am happy here. I finally found my place in this world. I am not opening this door so you two idiots can tell me we have to hop in a stupid donkey cart and continue travelling the world doing all sorts of stupid Shakespeare-based crap.
But that's just it. We're staying.
What?
Yeah, Macduff loves us. He said we're welcome to stay here as long as we promise never to perform Ben Jonson.
Yeah, they even borrowed my hat to pick the name of the new king out of.
Yeah, who was that Fleance guy, anyway?
Huh? You're saying we can stay here? With the men? In the kilts?
You bet your bodice ties we can.
In fact, Thomas and I got you a surprise.
A surprise? For me?
But you have to open the door to see you.
Oh, I wonder what it could be. Oh.
See? Thomas and I got our very own kilts.
Let's get out of here.
What? You want to leave?
Yeah. You've ruined something very precious to me, boys. I hope you're happy.
Our featured charity this episode is Caring Bridge. Caring Bridge serves all health issues by giving patients and their families an easy way to communicate their story with friends, families, and in some cases, caring strangers. Its mission is to amplify the love, hope, and compassion in the world, making each health journey easier. CaringBridge allows you to create a free website and share updates, photos, and videos. Friends and family can even share support by commenting on the journal posts. This website is an invaluable communication and support tool, helping those in all kinds of health needs in so many different, intangible, yet very important ways. During a health crisis, sometimes just knowing that others are thinking of you can be a large part of recovery. Visit www.caringbridge.org to learn more about this connectivity organization.
The music used in today's show was Fun in a Bottle and Call to Adventure by Kevin MacLeod. See more at www.incompetech.com. Some sound effects provided by freesound.org and licensed under Creative Commons. Beverly Beardsley was Witch Number 1 and a Voice from Afar. Andrew Dell was Witch Number 2, Servant, Macduff, Timmy, and a Voice from Afar. Richard Mooney was Witch Number 3, Hadrian's Wall Guy, Macbeth, and a Voice from Afar. I'm Rick Tennant. Good riddance, and send me packing.